Next patient is John Bartus. Bartus is B-A-R-T-U-S. Bartus, John, J-O-A-N. Their birth is 10-4-1942. The date of birth is 10-4-42. Date of visit is 7-9-24. Please make a copy for Mary Reynolds, A-R-N-T. R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Reynolds, Mary. Mary Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, A-R-N-T. Next paragraph. Dear Mary, thank you for sending John Bartus for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 81-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough with sputum production, and wheezing for the past several months. The patient has no chest pains, denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. And the most recent CT chest done on 5/30/23 showed evidence of tiny nodules in the right upper lobe, 4 millimeters in diameter. And stable from prior CT in April of 23 period. The patient has lost some weight, and she has no leg edema, denies any calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of right shoulder repair and a past history of breast reduction surgery and trigger finger release. She has had cataract surgery with implants and had tubal ligation many years ago. The next line, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 50 years and quit 10 years ago. Alcohol use alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph. System review. The patient, can you please change that? Next paragraph is family history. Father died of laryngeal cancer. Mother died of a stroke. Next line. Medalist included losartan 100 milligrams daily, fluticasone/salmeterol 250/50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies fatigue or fever, no weight loss, and she has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness due to thrush. She has no hay fever, denies chest pains, but has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. She denies depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising and bleeding gums, and she has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97 to weight is 108, saturation 91. HEND are non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, oral injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa erymatous. Next supplement number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest and no crackles. Heart sounds regular, not an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, no carpal tunnelness. There are mild varicosities and no carpal tunnelness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD with chronic bronchitis and number 2 is hypothyroidism, number 3 hypertension, and number 4 is oral thrush. Next line, plan, the patient will use nystatin solution 10 cc TID, swish and swallow. Also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. This list on I'm sorry, she will continue on Wixella, 250/50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. And was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC IgE level, alpha 1 antitrypsin level and phenotypes. IgE level. And a follow up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mary Reynolds, ARNP. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.